Gus Wallace, Jude Bolton, and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome to the Rush Hour here on Triple M. Gus, Jude and Wendell, we are pumped up this afternoon. The sun is shining. It's about 31 degrees at the moment in Sydney. Mate, we are on fire as a state.
Super hot. And I was driving into the station here on Goulburn Street to the guy who was standing with his Euro Dick stickers, and that's all he was wearing just on Goulburn Street. A little bit offensive. I know it's hot though.
It is hot at the moment. You know that Blake the Cowboy that wears not a lot of gear in New York City?
With the white hat.
Yeah. So I did a piece with Triple M where I spent a day with him, but it was in November. And it was freezing. And I got myself into some Budgie Smugglers Medium. I'm normally double XL.
Medium.
And I snuggled all my bits and bobs into that and went round, what's the square
Times
there?
Square.
Times Square. Yeah, fair play. How you going, Del?
Mate, I'm going great, guys. Mate, it's so hot out there today. I had to wear a singlet today. But I'll tell
you wear a singlet in the middle of July.
Yeah, I know, but I can tell you this. I had, like, one of the great nights last night.
Okay.
Post Malone was unbelievable out there. Well done to Live Nation and Triple M.
Mate, you've still got the wristband on. Mate. Please, it's not schoolies.
Exactly.
You don't just wear the Chili's day. How good were they?
Chili's were great, mate.
Take off the wristband, mate.
No, mate, I'm not going to because that's how much I enjoyed it.
He's probably
going
to try to sneak in tomorrow night.
That's a good point. So you love the Chili's. Did you love Post Malone? Did you get up and dance? Did you have a good time?
Oh, rock star.
Mate, you were wearing a black T-shirt on the way out there. You weren't in all your photos online.
It got hot.
Did you get your gear off?
No, I had jeans on. Everyone had shorts on, but it was great because I was down like in the mosh pit. I'm used to going up in the corporate boxes, but I'm telling you now that they did it really well last night. The vibe was great. Everyone was wonderful. But Post Malone, I've got to say, anyone that goes tomorrow, go early. Make sure you get Post Malone, but also the Chili Peppers, the graphics and the LCD screens.
They put on a hell of a show.
They put on a hell of a show, so well done. And you know what? People just want to go back out and they want to get out now after COVID, so everyone's well behaved. So
everyone is pumped and ready to go. Once you get to Homebush, it's absolutely fantastic. Time now to talk some footy. Time now for this. Plenty to go through, Jude. Fire up, brother.
Yeah, Del, I want to talk to you around the captain of Indigenous team last year, Josh Addo-Carr. There's an update around his status for the All-Stars clash.
Yeah, look, they just he's one of those guys that no matter if he's played, you know, the off-season, the test matches and stuff, he always puts his hand up. I mean, on the wing, I think he was captain last year, as you said, and he's out, so that's a big blow for
him.
Why is
he out?
It doesn't really say why he's out. I've had a look. Doesn't really say.
So. Bulldog fans would be worried if it's an injury.
Yeah, it doesn't really say why he's out. But, you know, it's one of those things where Josh is always there. I tried to have a look and it didn't say, but yeah.
But for Doggies fans, they'd want him to, you know, right for the start of the season. You don't want to play just half injured.
And, you know, Freddie Fittler would be looking now and saying, you know, he's the best winger in the world, going to have him in the Blues side, and you want him firing and chomping at the bit.
Oh, yeah, Freddie's the best winger in the world, but I won't pick him. That's what Freddie'd be saying.
Hey, listen to him.
Just
still
settle yourself down, mate. Just relax. A bit of respect for Freddie Fittler, thanks.
Turn our eyes to the Broncos, Del. TC Rabadi is facing the sack from the Broncos after a number of alleged off-field incidents.
Yeah, look, it's unfortunate for the young bloke. You know, he's a good young player, but I think Kevy and Benny Lycan and that, they're trying to make sure that they set a good precedence in that culture there. They've had a few incidents over the last couple of seasons, but yeah, he's a good player, TC Rabadi, but he's had a few off-field issues, as a lot of...
He's got to get that right, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has to, it's... But, you know, the funny thing is they'll sack him and then end up with another club.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
And turn our eyes to your other team, the Dragons. They're in a massive pickle at the moment with three of their 5-8s injured.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Well, we know Young Amon there, he had that stand-down policy, that incident with, the hammer or whatever early in the season. So he's out at the moment. Jack Bird hurt his knee at training, so he's meniscus. So probably a minor kneecap scrape there for him. And we know that young Sullivan, he'll probably be out for 4 to 6 weeks with that hamstring. So,
Can't take a trick at the moment.
They can't. Yeah.
I tell you what, the Dragons, though, if they start well, they can get on a bit of a roll, can't they? But they can't start slowly because they tend to finish quite slowly. So they've got to get that run up to Anzac Day and they had that win against the Roosters last year. They need to get some momentum, get the pressure off the coach. Yeah.
Well, if they don't start off well
Hook's
I'll just say goodbye to Hook. Bye-bye, Hook.
I spoke to Woodsy last night. He was at a book launch with me, and he looks fit as a fiddle. And he said, the boy, I know people say this, training the house down, all that sort of stuff, but he said it's just a different vibe around the club this year. So if they start well, it's going to be difficult without a proper 5'8".
Yeah, well, I believe it when I see it, but anyway, thanks.
I can see that. You're a little bit negative on him, okay? No dramas. What were you famous for at school? Now, I've got a mate of mine, Davo. He won't be listening at the moment because he's a chef now up in the Noosa area.
Oh, well.
But he got expelled from Knox. He got expelled from the school that you go to when you leave Knox or other schools where you're expelled from, which is Scots Bathurst. And then he went to America and they worked out that he's dyslexic. So it wasn't him being naughty. It was him sort of not quite knowing what was going on. So poor from schools here in Australia. But in the end, he did pretty well in America. So Davo reminds me, and was always smoking and not giving a toss and stuff. So he's famous for that. What about John Laws at Knox, the most famous sort of, I don't know, DJ out there?
Radio presenter.
He got his mini and he went round onto the main field and he did
donuts
on the cricket pitch and, of course, got expelled.
Oh,
so
wow.
They're the type of stories we're after, 133353. What were you famous for or infamous for at school?
I had a mate, because I went to a school, they weren't too pleased with people having earrings and the like. Yeah. And one guy was pretty rebellious.
What was his name?
Hoagie. He's actually off to the Super Bowl at the moment.
Like, is he?
I think they've done all right in the punters club. I think they've gone across. But,
nice.
Going off and getting the Prince Albert rather than...
So was that a ring through your old fella?
Yeah. Which was so... You can imagine there was a bit of...
Did he show the...
It was infamous at the time. No, didn't show the school, but... The fellas knew, but...
I bet they did. What about you, Del?
Oh, mate, you guys know. Well, I was famous for, like, first 13, first 11. I was like the quarterback. Like, I was like the captain. I was really popular with everybody, and everyone loved me.
Johnny Utah.
Yeah, everybody just loved me. But I'll tell you something that did happen after school one time. When I finished school, I met one of my school teachers when I was, like, out playing for the Broncos, so she was pretty happy to see me just quietly.
She was happy to see me.
Who would have thought he'd just be just bringing back a story of himself, just being
famous?
So you were
in every team, you're the captain of everything, you were popular.
Yep.
And you end up sleeping with a teacher a couple of years later.
I wouldn't say that, but let's just say she was pretty friendly.
You would have been class clown though, wouldn't you?
I was class clown, yeah, look.
Were you caned ever?
Yeah, I got caned in grade one. That'll surprise you.
In grade one?
Grade one, yeah.
You're so little. How can they cane you? You're so little.
I was a bit naughty. I was a bit cheeky.
What did you do to get caned? I don't think he was that little in grade one.
He was probably I didn't bully anyone.
I don't bully people. I can't tell you what I got. Okay, I'll tell you a fair, but you know who did give me the cane?
Who?
Dale Shearer's dad, Bob Shearer. Oh,
did he?
Absolutely, gentleman. Yeah, he gave me it like, I pulled my hand away one time and then he gave me three when I put it there.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Give us a call right now, 133353. What were you famous for at school? What were you infamous for at school? We've got Dino from the Gong. What were you famous for or infamous for at school, Dino?
Afternoon, legends. How are you?
Good, brother.
Egg up the bunnies, hey, Gussie.
Oh, settle down, Dino.
You get to the prelims and you choke again.
Oh. Nice one, Dale. Mate, I've got one for you. Mm. I was famous for at primary school, my last year at primary school in South Australia. We went on a school camp and we all got awards given to us when we got on the bus on the way home. I got the award for eating the most toast.
Yeah, good,
that's
Dino.
That's a good one, yeah.
I've got a feeling you're a live one too, Dino. There's no doubt about that.
They're giving awards out. Like, there's people blow up about participation ribbons. You're getting awards for eating the most toast. Unbelievable, mate. Let's go to Michael. Michael, what were you infamous for or famous for at school?
G'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, hey, Michael. Well, mate.
I was actually infamous. I used to play high school football for Herschel Boys High. In one match, it was actually a trial game. A heavy tackle, had my leg broken, and I reached for the nearest thing I could, which was someone's ear, and that's how I got the name Pig Dog.
Did you rip it off?
Yes, it was completely in my mouth for a little while until I coughed, and they found it, and they didn't have to wait a couple of days for it, but they did find it on the field.
Oh, Pig Dog.
Yeah, Mike Tyson, he's beaten it.
Yeah. He said he's
bitten the ear.
Evander Holyfield.
Yeah. Mick, what are you famous for or infamous for?
Hey, fellas, how are we going?
Good, brother.
Yeah, probably infamous, but back in the days when you could still buy a pie at the canteen.
How good was that?
Me and a mate, good. Oh, good times.
Delicious.
Me and a mate used to ride pushies around on the weekend, and we'll ride around this Sunday, found this dead mouse on the side of the road. He was in good nick. He wasn't, must have died of natural causes.
He was in good nick.
He wasn't beaten up or anything like that, you know. So we thought, just for a rev up, we'll take it to school with us the next day. And anyway, so we thought, what can we do with this thing? Just to create a bit of a stir. So we went to the canteen and bought a pie and lifted the lid off the pie, dropped the mouse in there, put a bit of gravy back over him and stuff like that.
Oh, mate.
Took the pie back to the canteen and said we'd bought this pie and we found it had mice in it.
Oh mate.
How was that received, Mick?
The ladies in the canteen shit themselves.
Of course, but they're mums normally,
aren't they? Yeah, they're mums then. We're in year 10 at high school, so this is a good Catholic school in the area. And so they've run the baker, said to the baker that they've got pies and sausage rolls with bits of mice in them. Baker's shit himself, so he started ringing around trying to recall all his stock.
Oh, no. Mick.
And then one of our mates, in inverted commas, dobbed us in. Not that it was hard to tell anyway, because he wasn't cooked or nothing, you know.
But he was in good nick.
He was in good nick, that's the main thing. Thanks for your calls. Boys, we started our careers together on Dead Set Legends. We cut our teeth on Dead Set Legends. Absolutely loved it. There's been a change in the lineup for this year.
Really?
Starting again on Saturday. Dan Ganane, Gonski.
Why?
Gonski, because he's got so much on at Fox and that sort of stuff, but he's still here calling the actual rugby league.
Yeah, I know.
But he's off the show. We've got a new cast member. And who is that, Jude?
That is Brendo.
So Brendo joins Candace and Richard Friedman, and we've got Candace on the line right now to talk about Saturday. Who have you got on, Candace? Are you excited about the new year ahead, mate?
Oh, you know what? It's going to be a massive show, but I know the one thing that everyone cannot wait, and everyone's been asking me, is Candace's quiz back? And I can tell you it's going to be back bigger and better than ever. So, like you said, we've got Brendo, but we're going to be covering so much sport and also take a look back at the summer of sport and what the Aussies have been doing, the Australian Open tennis. We're just going to be covering everything. So it's going to be lots of fun.
Candace, obviously we saw you at the Allan Border Medal and just across all the papers and everything like that. Dave was, awarded best one day player. It was fantastic. So it was a great night, was it?
Yeah, it was lots of fun. And it's our table, there was Smitty on our table. So he obviously took out the Allan Border medal and absolutely deserved that one. He had a fantastic summer. It was a bit of a surprise, Dave getting ODI player and then also being up there for the Allan Border, you know, with the voting. So, yeah, it's always a bit of a fun night. But the players straight back to, straight home, pack, and then off to India, which they're now preparing for the Test Series.
Hey, Candace, I know you do a fair bit of charity stuff that you and Dave do. I was out at Maruba Surf Club. Obviously, that's where you sort of cut your teeth in surf clubs and stuff. Mate, they do a wonderful job down there. Great culture. I think your South Sydney Bunnies were down there. Lachlan Ilias and Jason Demetra. I think you're in good hands. They spoke really well. And Dane Rampey was down there. Mm. But what a wonderful culture they have around that surf club and that there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where, like you said, I started off doing my nippers and in the same age group as John Sutton, who we saw in 2014 holding up the trophy for the Rabbitohs. It has got a really great culture. And I think Lachlan Ilias just bought a house next to Mum and Dad. So I think we'll be seeing a little bit more of him.
Now, what I love about your kids, your three daughters, two of them now are Roosters. Your husband,
well,
Dave, before he headed off to India, the photographs on Instagram, if it's on Instagram, you know it's real.
Truth.
Oh, it's Instagram official, is it?
What's the story there?
Oh, look, one is definitely a Rooster. Our youngest is too young to understand exactly what's going on. Her dad's corrupted her, wasn't happy about it at all. I'm going to have to get her a Rabbitohs membership while her dad's away. The rivalry is very healthy in my household. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, looking forward to having you back on Dead Set Legends, mate. And you'll be in with us next week. Because, mate, we've been back a week and you're heading off to America.
Yeah,
the US.
Candace is, I've left you in great hands. She's amazing.
Well, no one is arguing the fact that Candace is better than you in that seat.
I agree.
The point is, start taking this job A little bit more serious.
I thought Jude would have been at G'day
LA.
Nothing
like that.
He's gone a week later, the big fella. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Candice, look forward to seeing you, hearing you on Saturday and seeing you in the chair next week with us.
Yeah, can't wait, guys.
Good on you. We've got Shane from West Hoxton who's going to be taking me on. Shane-o, how are you, the Sarvo brother?
Good, thanks, Gussie. How you going?
Mate, all the very best, big fella. I want to give you a good challenge, but I'd love you to win the $50 voucher.
Dan Murphy's, yeah. Fantastic, Shane. Good luck. You have your phone a friend, Wendell, Jermaine Saylor. He's got the answers in front of him.
Jermaine!
So he is the smartest man in the room. So, all right, here we go.
He's what?
The smartest man in the room.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
what are you laughing at, Gus?
He's got the answers and he's still not the smartest man in the room.
Oh, okay. You can only use him once, Shane.
I've got you for life.
Okay. Gus.
Yeah.
The greatest NFL footballer of all time, Tom Brady, announced his retirement yesterday.
He did.
How many seasons in the NFL did he play?
Oh, mate. 20-something, early 20s, 20... 23.
How did he get that, Shane?
Sorry, Adam. It's Taminda Shaney.
All right.
Taminda Vass.
All right, Shane. Here we go. In other retirement news, which Wallabies great and former teammate of Dell announced his retirement today? You can use Dell.
Oh, I have to use Dell on that.
His name is Matthew Gittow.
Matt Gittow. Look out. All right, Gussie.
Officially incorrect. It's Gitto, but you're claiming that. You're allowing that.
It's one all.
I know
one
he was
all.
Putting on an accent.
Yeah. Gus.
Yeah.
Which Socceroos World Cup star signed a $26 million deal with Leicester City?
Oh, you know this one.
Oh, yeah. Is he Aussie / Scottish?
Come on. Oh. You need it.
Oh, the big defender.
Oh.
Nah.
Oh.
Nah. I know I can picture his face. I know what he looks like.
Harry Suter. He was just a wall.
The big Suter.
Oh, my goodness.
They call him the brick.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a big deal, isn't it? A lot of dough.
You've just opened the door for Shane. Here we go. Shane, in another signing, the Penrith Panthers this week re-signed which Origin and two-time premiership-winning player?
Oh, God.
You can find a friend.
No, he can't.
No, he can't.
I can't find a friend. Oh, Luai?
Oh,
it was Liam Martin. Ricky's brother.
You're both on one all.
Okay.
Gus.
Yep.
On Saturday, which Australian boxer is fighting Mexican Emmanuel Navarrete for the world title?
Wilson.
What?
Wilson.
Yeah, Liam Wilson.
Liam Wilson. And today he fired up and said
Where did you know that?
I pulled out of my Chiminda. He said today that Navarrete actually messed with the weights or the scales or something. At the weigh-in,
goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
You need this. You need this, Shane, to send it to it all, the decider. The BBL decider is tomorrow.
Oh.
Which two teams are playing for it all?
Brisbane and Perth.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the tiebreaker. Your name is your answer.
Is your buzzer, your clown?
Yeah. Sorry, is your buzzer?
He's on the plane. He's on the plane.
That's the answer.
I'm going to let you go a little early, Shane.
Okay. Shane, Adelaide is trying to steal which iconic Sydney sporting event?
The SCG.
Yeah.
New Year's Test.
Bang. Well,
nice.
You have got the Dan Murphy's voucher, Shane. Yeah. Congratulations, mate.
Thank you.
Well done, mate. Enjoy that. Thanks very much.
Have a cracking weekend.
Yeah, have a cracking weekend. What about this, boys? Sydney has been ranked 10th in the world for the most Instagrammable place in the world.
Is it Instagrammable?
Instagrammable.
Yeah, that's it.
So I'm
like
assuming...
Picturesque, you know, like that ability to put something on social media.
I do that.
Mate,
you're not in the top 10 by yourself.
Oh, sorry.
Milan was crowned the best, followed by London, Paris, Istanbul, New York, Nepal, Chicago, and Bali.
You can't read sometimes, can you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm
just Nepal. It's not Nepal.
I'm actually in that in-betweeny bit where I can use my glasses to read or I can't. It's a little bit fuzzy.
Okay, right.
Meanwhile, Sydney collected a total of 15 billion. Over 15 billion hashtags on Instagram and on TikTok. Sydney is beautiful but cannot beat the Maldives, one wrote. Well, we did because the Maldives came 16th.
Was Milan number one?
Don't know what you're talking about. What?
Milan was number one, was it?
Milan was number one, followed by London, Paris, Istanbul, New York, Nepal,
so is that
Chicago,
the
and Bali.
Festival? Oh, London. That's the fashion festival in Milan, surely.
Mate, they had 97 billion hashtags in Milan.
Mate, Ibiza is in there too. You don't, surely you're only taking a photo when you first arrive at the hotel. You're not.
I don't know.
There's a bit too much partying going on there to be posting things.
How would you know?
What's that?
Have you been there?
No.
You
didn't
do
go
like
to
a party.
Didn't go to Ibiza.
In terms of the most snapped Aussie suburb, what do you think?
Bondi.
Surrey Hills.
What? Really?
Why?
That can't be right.
Oh, you know why?
Why?
I'd say the Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Oh, that's a good call. No, that's fair enough. So there you go. We've made the top 10. Melbourne aren't in it. Adelaide aren't in it.
Yeah.
All these other cities that reckon they're this and that.
All these nothing.
Boys, it's one of my pet hates. Sitting on hold on the phone.
Mm.
Well, it's come to my attention of how long Aussies actually spend on hold. And it's a big number. 100 million hours collectively last year alone.
Oh.
Can you imagine how much Dell could have posted about himself on Instagram with that time back?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Our very own destination, New South Wales, next to me. Is there anything more frustrating, though, when you have to ring up and you sit there and the boring-ass music starts? Yeah, here it is. Then they update you in the queue. You are now 27th in line. For f***'s sake. Whether it's an energy company, the airlines, a government agency or a telco, you've called to talk to customer service or discuss another damn bill. When I realise that I'm going to waste the next however long sitting, listening to mind-numbing hold music, I just start riling up. To be honest, I would rather hole punch my ball bag than sit there. I know you can just go through the app and do the automated chat bots, but they frustrate me and you go down a rabbit warren as well. But how about even a simple change to what you listen to on hold? Mm. You could have Eddie Murphy, Delirious playing. Love that stuff.
Might be a little rude.
Or a Carl Barron, stand-up gig.
Yeah, that's good.
I'd be happy to then sit there for half an hour and having a giggle. One day, I sat on hold and wandered to the kitchen to start rifling through the pantry. I was there for that long. The cupboards were bare and I looked like Brendan Fraser in The Whale by the time I hung up. Can you air-tasker this damn thing? There are people that sit in the physical queues for you. Surely you can hire some gimp to sit on hold for you and then hand it over when they finally answer. That way, the call centre representative doesn't cop the barrage full of built-up frustration. All in all, just do anything that means Aussies don't waste another 100 million hours this year. We can make this better experience surely by giving people a choice of what to listen to. I know, Gussie, you'd love to listen to yourself in commentary while Steve Smith is out there batting, wouldn't you?
Love that.
Some quality stuff
shot
there.
Shot, Smudge.
Yeah. Worked your way to the leg side. Shot. Four more. Smith.
Bolton out.
Nicely done, big fella. Be kind in the traffic. Make sure you let people in. All
get
that
home safely.
You know, something that has upset me a little bit lately on the way home, people not thanking you when you let them in.
Oh, mate.
I know it's simple wave.
I've said it a few times.
Come on, mate.
Simple wave, mate. If someone lets me in, I actually do the window down, put the hand out. Like, that might be over the top.
Probably just a bit over the top.
That's just at least a wave.
What about this? South Australia is trying to steal the New Year's Test match from Sydney. Now, you can absolutely shove it up your chaminda because there's no way we're giving it up. Just like the Boxing Day Test owns and delivered by Melbourne, it's exactly the same, surely, with us in the New Year's Test.
Yeah, it's an institution. I mean, we know it's been rained out a couple of times. It's been frustrating for many of the people who got along to the Pink Test. It's such an iconic event now to support the Jane McGrath Foundation. And, just don't steal it.
The Premier said today.
What is that?
He goes, 5 days of rain in Sydney is better than a full 5 days in Adelaide because at the end of the 5 days, if you're in Adelaide, you're in Adelaide. But in Sydney, at least you're in Sydney. Yeah. And I like that. At least he's sticking up for us. What do you think, Del?
Sydney, we got to keep the test. Mate, Adelaide, mate, beat it. You know who? You know what and who Adelaide can have?
What?
You.
What?
They can have you.
Oh, that's harsh.
So you'd keep the test but just give up Gus Ward?
Yes, I would.
That is really tough. What can Adelaide have? Okay, so we're not giving them the test match. So you're saying you're giving me to Adelaide?
Yeah, bye, mate.
That's disappointing. What do you think? What would you like to give
to
Adelaide?
What
can they have?
Part of Parramatta Road, I reckon. Some of the empty shops, some of the traffic. I don't know.
Traffic?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Tolls?
Yeah, give it
done.
A
done.
Absolutely.
I've been told the Tengara trains. Apparently those old trains, which were actually new when I was at school, apparently they're still running.
Yeah, you were at school a long time ago.
Yeah, so they can have those puppies. What about the expensive rent?
Oh, yeah.
They can have that as well. The traffic.
Let's put it out to listeners. Yeah.
Give us a call, 133353. What can Adelaide have? They can't have the test match, but what can they have? What part of Sydney or New South Wales can Adelaide have? What do we want to give them? Make sure it's not a nice gift. Make it a shitty one. We've got plenty of callers, boys. It's all about what are we going to give Adelaide because they want the New Year's test.
They're
not getting it. So what crap can we give them? Sharon from Mount Hutton. How you going, buddy?
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good. Good.
What are you willing to give up?
Oh, look, I think it's a bit of a no-brainer. We've just got to give them Dominic Perrottet.
Give him the Premier up.
Just throwing it up. Well, we're giving up Gussie, so.
Yeah, that's a bit harsh. Can we clear that up?
I'd give up Perrottet. Keep Gus.
Yeah, thank you, Sharon.
There you go. I'll give up myself for you. I'll sacrifice myself for you.
Oh, thank you, mate.
Let's go to
that.
Tony. How are you, Tony? Welcome to the Rush Hour,
hey,
Tony.
Hey, boys. How are we?
Good morning, mate. What are you giving up?
Well, I think we need the trifecta. We'll go Gus into Perrottet and we'll add Valandis for third.
Settle down, Tony.
Oh, yes.
Settle down, mate. I love Peter Valandis.
Mate, what about Brad? Brad, who can we give up? What are we giving up?
How are you?
Good,
hey,
mate. Brad. Who are we giving up?
I don't know what's worse, mate. People who don't put their headlights on at night time or people who don't use blinkers at the roundabouts, mate.
Yeah, good point.
Between them and the Uber and Uber Eats drivers, mate, they can have about 500 more of them, I reckon.
Oh, he's sending the Uber Eats drivers as well.
Gee whiz. Tough call, Brad. Thank you very much, mate. Finish it off for us, Ben. What are we going to give South Australia, big fella, because they want our New Year's test, but we're not going to give it to them?
Hey, guys. We're going to give them the Sydney Roosters, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
The Sydney Mexican Roosters.
Yeah. Why don't you give yourself an uppercut, Ben? Hey.
Why would I do that, being a Rabbitohs man?
Oh,
yeah,
there you go.
Hey, actually, Bruce is a premiership favourites.
Yeah. Are we premiership favourites? No, we aren't, aren't we? It's got to be Penrith, isn't it?
It's me, Penrith.
Ben, never call again, mate. What about this boy? He's got a guy on the line. He's a butcher from Albury. His name's Jake Walkie, and he's come up with an ingenious plan to have his shop running 24/7 without any staff.
What?
He threw it out there. It's gone absolutely viral, so we thought we'd give him a tingle. G'day, Jake. How are you, mate?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Mate, absolutely fantastic. So, great idea. Why no staff?
Well, it's an ancillary enterprise to what we do. So, we're farmers first and foremost that sells our products direct to consumer. And I bought the butchery in town just so we could have our own internal butchers cutting up the meat. And we didn't really need the storefront. We were already distributing everything. And I thought, oh, it's a bit of a waste to have that space and not use it. But it just didn't make sense with our volume to pay someone there scanning barcodes all day, so I converted it into essentially a walk-in vending machine.
Amazing, Jake. I mean, take us how it's been received by some of the locals. I mean, particularly in country towns, you know, the butcher, people love going and interacting and having a chat and catching up. But what's been the feedback?
Well, like I said, we're not butchers, we're farmers. So we meet our customers on farm tours and at community days that we host on the farm. A lot of people say at the end of the day, well, how can we get your food? This is one of the ways. We do house deliveries and we supply some organic supermarkets in town. But there's about 300 local community members that are members of the butchery and you know, they frequent it as needed. And everyone that's a member loves the convenience of it. Mm.
Mate, can I ask, are you worried about people stealing or is there something that you can do to watch that?
We've had no theft. We've been operating since almost for 2 years, essentially. Wow. So the way we get around that is for people to get their free membership to the butchery, they have to come and do one of our farm tours. So we pinch a few hours off them on a Sunday morning, take them around the farm, show them the chickens in the paddock and the pigs under the trees and sort of talk about what we're trying to achieve on the farm, which is a bit of a vetting process. You know, they have to pay us. They don't have to pay us money, but they have to pay us for their attention, which we know is pretty hard to get out of people these days. We've got, you know, TikToks changing scenes every 3 seconds. So to get them on a farm for 3 hours on a Sunday morning is a bit of a big deal.
Mm.
And then when they get their PIN code, it's unique. So I know who's coming and going. And there's also security cameras. So if anyone in the butchery does anything untoward, they've identified themselves when they've entered, so it's taken care of. But 2 years and we've had no theft.
That's
absolutely
awesome.
Brilliant, mate. So take us through, have you had a few calls from Sydney businesses wanting to partner with you, or what's the plans to expand the business?
I've had quite a few people from Sydney and Melbourne ask to partner with me to open up outlets for our farm using the same model. which we're investigating further. Some interesting thing, I had a businessman in Canberra who's got a bottle shop that wants to set up self-service satellite bottle stores all over the state, which I thought was an interesting one. You know, self-service with alcohol seems to be like a whole nother level. And I've also had a chain of hotels reach out to me interested in putting something in the lobby. You know, you might not want room service, but the service station is at the other, you know, it's a block away or whatever.
Yep.
Imagine just going downstairs and you grab your razor and a pack of Doritos or whatever junk people eat and you can get it on the spot. I don't know. Cookies. I think there's heaps of cool applications for it.
Good so on you, Jake. Yeah. Smart. That's what we need. Good young Aussie blokes coming up with smart ideas. Good on you, brother. And we really appreciate your time with us, Asavo.
Appreciate it. See ya.
There you go.
Oh, it's so clever. It's so brilliant.
Good. We're always bagging Australia for one reason or another. When you get a good young bloke like that with a good idea, we should give him a little bit of love.
Well, there's no brain cells in this bloody room, but it's good to see something out there.
Excuse me.
Wendell's over there. We're saying goodbye to you, Jude Bolton.
Wait.
And we're not saying goodbye
for long.
But it's goodbye for a week. What are you doing in the States?
I've got a work conference in Utah, Salt Lake City, and going to go see the Jazz play the Mavericks, Dallas Mavericks.
That's a really nice touch.
Yeah, it's freezing over there as well, so I might sneak a half day of skiing. We'll see. I'll get some stories for you, though.
That'll be great, big fella. We've got Candace Warner joining you and I, Del.
Yeah. Actually, I heard you like the snow, so it's good fun.
Oh. Now, what's your weekend? What are you doing?
I'm going to the country there with MG and Maroon.
Oh, fantastic.
Sensational.
Yeah, so it'll be
for
good.
A bit of a luncheon.
Yeah, a luncheon and a dinner.
Oh, there you go. And I've got one of my best mates' weddings, Rob McGlynn. Big shout out to you, Rob. Yeah. He's 58 years of age. He's marrying Rose, and I'm best man on Sunday. So
How's your speech looking?
Yeah, not too bad. He's told me not to tell about 10 of the stories that I'd already written that I was going to tell.
Tell him.
Tell him anyway?
Yeah, go for it.
Have you got the dance ready? You got the dance down?
Yeah, I got the dancing down. See you later, boys. Have a good week, mate.
Yep. Have a great weekend.
We'll see you in a week's time. See you later, Del.
Yep.
Have a happy weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.
See you, sexy Del.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.